Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to take today to talk to you for a couple of moments actually about getting up and making your life count. You know, recently I've been really evaluating and reevaluating a lot of things and areas of my own life, and I've been teaching and training and coaching people for years on the aspects of basically doing something with their lives and pulling out the gifts and talents that are buried deep inside of them. And throughout these years and these months and even these past weeks, I'm starting to really build up more of a momentum to be able to make sure that I count in the earth, that I'm doing something that makes some difference in society, that I'm looking back and I can see the effects and the benefits of me moving in what I'm called to do according to what God has and purposed for me to do in this life. And I want you today to be challenged. I want you today, you might be going through a hard time, or you might be going through a situation where you feel is impossible. Let me tell you something. We have to go back to the beginning stages of that first love experience of understanding when our faith was the strongest, to be able to know all things are possible for those that love God. Everything in your life is possible. It is time for you to arise out of the ashes of your own doubt. And that doubt came from you. That doubt came from you creating that doubt because your faith that once was alive and energetic and it was life to you, it was your life source, so to say, when that began to sort of die down, guess what happened? You begin to give over to the power of doubt. But today, folks, I want to encourage you and tell you and challenge you, get rid of the doubt. Get rid of the fear. Get rid of those things in your life that you know are taking you down. I remember the other day watching a broadcast, and it was actually from Oprah, and it was how she interviewed Alanis Morissette. Alanis Morissette was a really famous, popular pop artist back in the 80s and early 90s, and she basically, or actually more of the early 90s, and she was pretty blunt with her words. And watching the transformation of her life all these years, where she began to awaken to the place of destiny, she began to awaken out of the illusion of wanting to be famous and wanting to be rich and wanted to be popular. And she said, when you claim those things and those things drive you, God says, you know, she began to say that God showed her that everything else was so hollow in her life. Everything was just sort of hollow. And the more that she jumped into it, the more that she found herself more hollow and shallow, and there's no depth, there's no substance, there's no fulfillment there. And she began to awaken from that attitude. She began to awaken from separating herself from the fame and the spotlight and the paparazzi and the fame and the fortune and all that stuff. And as she began to awaken from that, she began to realize there's nothing wrong with being popular. There's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with being goal-oriented. But yet she began to find herself where she built a foundation in God. She began to restructure her life to begin to understand that all of these things cannot be my foundation. They can't be my structure, but yet there's nothing wrong with these things. And God began to show her all of that stuff of those gifts and the talents that she had. And so I want to make a point to you today, folks, that today is the day of salvation. It is the day of success. It is the day for you to awaken to your gifts and your callings. And you might say, but Jeremy, you don't realize I have just lost my job. I've lost several jobs recently. You know, I'm feeling so much pain and rejection, and I feel as if I just don't fit in to society. You know, why do we look around and we see so many people wanting to commit suicide, and many of them have committed suicide? Because they feel as if they're at the end of their rope, and there's no more future. There's no more hope and a bright future for them. There's no more ways or avenues that they see or sense can be one they can be challenged on and go down again. There's no more hope there. There's no hope for tomorrow. Folks, let me tell you something. I don't care what you have been through. I don't care if you've lost your job recently. I want you to know that if God be for you, who can be against you? And one of the things in my life that God has really spoken to me about in so many years is don't sit here and rely on me to do it for you so much, son. Find yourself, go ahead and do it, because I've already given you all these things that pertain to your life and even all the things that pertain to godliness. I've already given you these things. Now God is waiting on me and you to do what? He's waiting on us not to sit back and wait on God to do something. God is waiting on us to get up and work the work that He's already given to us. He wants us to get up and work the energy He's already given to us. The Bible even says when you're weak, then God will make you strong again. And that means that right now you might look at your life and say, I'm just getting older, Jeremy. I'm in my 40s. I'm in my 50s. And it seems as if, you know, there's just no accomplishment. I mean, I've been down this road before. I've heard these messages before. But folks, let me tell you something. There is a power source in you that cannot be reckoned with. There's a power source in you that cannot be stopped. There's a power source in you that all hell itself cannot stop from that power working on the inside of you. And what's amazing about life is no one can take that power from you. No one can steal your joy from you. No one can rob from you any spiritual gift. It is yours for the taking. It is yours for the asking. It is yours to take by force and make something of your life. I look back at my life and I say, you know what? No matter how many obstacles that I've found in my life that I face day to day, I'm going to press towards the mark. I'm going to keep on running the race because I have determined, listen to me now, folks, I've determined to be stubborn-headed against the enemy. I've been determined to be stubborn-headed when it comes to knowing that I cannot lose. I will not fail. I will begin to go forward. And you might say, but don't we fall in our lives? Absolutely we do. But the greatest thing about life is when I say I will not fail, that means even through situations and times where it looks as if I have fallen, I'm still a winner. So guess what, folks? I never fail. But even when I do fall, I pick myself back up. I don't wait on anything to happen. I don't wait on a phone call to come into my office or come into my cell phone and, you know, and say, hey, Jeremy, you know, you need to get up today. You know, there's joy for you today. I don't wait on that. I talk myself into joy. Listen to me, folks. I talk myself back into joy. I talk myself back into success. I talk myself back into knowing that if God be for me, who can be against me? And knowing that God is not sitting here waiting to say, I'm waiting on you to call upon me. God is saying, look, I have empowered you. You have everything in the universe on the inside of you. You know, it's interesting when you look at atoms and molecules and neutrons and protons and electrons, and you look at all these different things and how at one point in, you know, scientific study and research that an atom actually looks like a galaxy. Like it's almost as if there are things in circulation and rotation that looks as similar to, you know, a galaxy. And yet you've seen those symbols before of an atom, have you not? You know, it has that sort of round, almost like an oblong circle on the inside of the atom, and it's going, oh, you know, round and around. And then we begin to discover what quantum physics and how, you know, it actually doesn't circle around. It actually disappears and reappears somewhere else. And so we get deeper and deeper into this quantum thinking of God. And we get deeper and deeper and further into this attitude of, why does it look like a galaxy? Because, folks, the galaxy, the universe is inside of you. You can look in a telescope and see the beauty and the wonder of stars that God set into place in motion. And so many different gases and fires like the sun and just all these different things in the universe. And yet, guess what? I picture myself every day full of trillions of atoms, made up of trillions of atoms, and in each one of those atoms holds the universe inside of it. And folks, guess what? That's not speculation, that's reality. I am made of stardust. Listen to me, folks. You might think to yourself, oh, I don't know, that sounds a little bit way out there. Folks, listen, it's proof. Even God Himself made you from the dust of the ground, and yet we have calculated from a scientific point of view that everything is one in that sense of reality of the stardust and the dust on the earth, and it all is that circulation, that motion, so to say, of oneness. And so guess what? I'm made of those same stars I look in the heavens, you know, and gaze about. I am made of this expansiveness, this expandedness of what I've never seen before, things I've never discovered in the universe, I believe lies on the inside of us. That no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has entered entered into the heart of man, the things that God has in store for you. And folks, God's not saying I have in store for you stuff in heaven. He's saying, look, I do, but guess what? I also have stuff in you that has been stored up there here on planet Earth. And all you have to do is seek and find and knock. And folks, today, there are doors after doors after doors all around you that is calling your name to say, knock on me and the door will be open. Knock on me and that door will be open. Folks, today you have to bust those doors down. I want to encourage you right now. Be successful. Be the person you were called and created to be. Don't let things stop you. So you might have been fired from one or two or three jobs. Here's what you do. You learn from your mistakes and you get back up. Don't find yourself at a place where you're like, ah, it's easier said than done. No, listen to me, folks. It's not easier said than done. It is inside of you to make yourself get up and try again. Dust yourself off and try it again. I'm here to tell you today, there are things in life that God has set up for you. I'll never forget in our School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics, I taught deep within the school on the point of the mental aspect of economics. And most people through a blow, most people through a knockdown, most people through a rejection or a place of being fired on their job or laid off. Let me tell you something. They set a root inside of their spirit that they can never be not just that, but anything greater than that. They can never be anything better than that, much less get a job better than that in which they were laid off from. Folks, let me tell you something. I teach in the school this one principle, and that is this. You have to think mental success before you have success. You have to think mental financial prosperity gain before you actually maintain that. You have to think the ways of God. Now, you might say to yourself, is this a positive message? Absolutely, it's a positive message. Because I want to encourage you. I want you to know there's good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has come into your life. And no matter what you've ever done, no matter what you've ever said, no matter what you've ever felt, none of it compares to the great treasure in your earthen vessel. None of it compares to the greatness that is buried on the inside of you. And that greatness is crying out. It's calling out for you to say, I have to be opened up. I have to be discovered because I've got great things in store for you. But you've got to utilize it. It's the same principle of putting corresponding action behind your faith. You have to today reach deep inside of you and realize when you're up against the wall, you have to make a conscious decision that my mind is already successful. And you know what, folks? It's not even about money. It's not even about finding the best kind of job that you're looking for. All that's wonderful and great, and it's in your destiny. But the thing is, it's about knowing who you are. And if you know that you are success, you don't have success, you are success. You are the prosperity in the earth. You know, I tell myself all the time, it's not about what I have in my bank account or my investments or my CDs or in the business or my home. It's not about these things. Those are great. Don't get me wrong. But what makes me who I am is not because I have a lot of followers, subscribers, partners, and I so thank God for all my big family out there who supports this ministry. But what makes me run day to day and keeps my head held high is knowing that I am that I am. I am the prosperity in the earth. And I am rich not because of what I have, but because of who I am. I am rich, but not because of what I own, but knowing that my mind can create worlds and create atmospheres, and my mind can create things I've never seen before. Inventions, witty inventions and creative ideas are buried deep inside of the mind of my heart. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart. And folks, today, I want you to start thinking. I want you to start putting your mind and making your mind prosper in its thought process. Don't find yourself thinking poverty thoughts. You might say, you're talking about no financial gain, you know, thoughts. No, I'm talking about poverty thoughts or thoughts that are contrary to the mind of Christ in you. They're contrary to the will of God for your life. They're contrary to the negativity of how you see yourself. These thoughts in you determine your your prosperity or your poverty. And once again, folks, guess what? I'm not talking about just natural things. Folks, I'm talking about you better see yourself as being the prosperity in the earth. You know what I tell people all the time? I say, you know what? I'm blessed and you're blessed, but I'm blessed because I know that I am a blessing in the earth, that for such a time as this, my Father in heaven sent me to the earth to be a powerful time bomb effect, that every life I come in contact with, I'll be able to touch and lift them up, raise their consciousness back to the place of understanding who they are in Christ and how God sees them, lifting their health up and watching their health begin to arise, lifting their life up to see themselves better and stronger and faster in areas that they never thought or dreamed possible could ever be their reality. I'm here because I know I am the prosperity. I am the wealth to creation. I am the wealth to everyone and anyone I come in contact with. And it's not about what I can give to them in the natural. That's great and wonderful as well. But it's about knowing who I am and what I am. And that's what you have to do today, folks, is you have to know that you know that you know I am the prosperity. I am the wealth. I am the health. I am the powerful, endless supply of anointed talent, success beyond measure, career-oriented, always having an answer when I need. When I'm up against the wall, I'll know what to do. When I'm going through a hard time, I will know what to say. When I'm rejected by a loved one, I'll know how to respond. You have to know these things, folks. And it's not about education. It's about knowing who you are and valuing yourself. And when you learn to value yourself, you'll begin to value other people. And then you'll begin to think wealth and consciousness, and you'll begin to display and then produce and birth forth everything that you've been thinking. It's not about a wishing well effect. It's about a knowing who you are effect in God. And today, God wants you to know that you've got to stand back up, fight the good fight of faith, get back out in the game of life, and you know what? You're going to get hurt, you're going to get bruised, you're going to get rejected, and you're going to find yourself at times where you want to give up, but you've got to keep on keeping on to realize either you can be a survivor or you can be an overcomer. And in this life, folks, I'm not surviving, I'm not on defense mode waiting, because everybody's against me, waiting on somebody to hurt me. No, I'm loving life because I'm loving myself and I'm loving people, and I find the good and the best within people. One of the things I feel that many Christians suffer from is they try to look for a demon under every rock. Everything is demonized, and they feel as if they have to use discernment for every little jot and tittle, every little thing they come across. Why? Because their discernment is more based on looking for the negative than it is the positive. Folks, my discernment is how Jesus is, and that is, I'll pull out the good in you. I want to pull out the best in you, because the best for your life is yet to come. And it's not because I said it, it's because I want to awaken you to know what God has for you. And once again, please know, am I talking about money and stuff? I'm talking about your lifestyle. I'm talking about who you are. I'm talking about prospering in your emotions, prospering in your soul, prospering in your feelings, prospering in every aspect of who you are, to where you can walk outside, and when you know that you are wealth consciousness, and you begin to look outside, and when the sun's out, guess what? You're joyful, you're happy, and you're putting smiles on people's faces, and you're giving away your life, and you're giving away stuff to people because you love them, and you're walking down the path of righteousness for His name's sake, and you're watching the path get brighter and brighter for God's glory. But then also on rainy days, you, as you go outside, you begin to call those things that be not as though they were, but yet on the other hand, though, you also realize that it doesn't matter. I'm rejoicing in the rainy days and the sad days, just like I'm rejoicing in the happy days in the sun-filled days. I am going to rejoice because I am wealthy. I am powerful because it doesn't matter what I have, it's what I am inside. And that, my friend, is what makes you truly joyful. And I want you today to walk away from this message with the attitude, you know what? I'm fine. I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to make it. I am who I am. I am what God created me to be. I love who I am. I love the smile that I have. I love my eyes. I love my body. I love my soul. I love how I laugh. I love what I can give to people. Find yourself moving in that vein of, that's wealth, folks. Find yourself moving in the wealth consciousness of seeing yourself the way God sees you. And when you do, guess what? When when hard times come, you go through them, you'll learn from them, you'll embrace your joy even in the hardship and trials of life, and you will love it the entire time. Why? Because you realize, I have the opportunity to be happy in good times, and I have the opportunity to be happy in sad or bad times, and I choose today to rejoice in all things. And again, I say rejoice. So I want you today to be blessed. I do. I wanted to bring this broadcast to you today to let you know what a blessing you are. And I also want to encourage you as well before we close. I have some tremendous, tremendous great news for each one of you. Many of you who know Wayne Sutton is one of my dearest, closest friends. Him and his family, we've just in covenant together. He's one of my very dear friends. He's a smart man naturally and spiritually. And we are actually starting our broadcast together, folks, here in a couple of weeks. And it's called Life Now, and we are going to co-host a radio show together, and we want you to be part of it. So stay tuned for details so we can begin to cross over into that vein. And folks, trust me, you're going to love it, because we're going to bring to you sometimes guests. We're going to talk about issues, hot topics, issues. We're going to talk to you about how to increase your life, how to make the better you that God's created you to be. You are going to love it. Life Now. Look for it from Jeremy Lopez and Wayne Sutton. And if you want more information on it, go ahead and email our ministry at customerservice@identitynetwork.net. customerservice@identitynetwork.net, and we'll give you more information on it. All right? Stay tuned for it. Also, good news, folks. As of today, I'm a big writer, as many of you know. I just released 3 brand new books. That's right, 3 brand new books and 3 ebooks. The books are included Law of Attraction. I finally wrote a book on Law of Attraction. You guys are going to love it. We have Hebrew and Greek all in it, but it's called Law of Attraction, which is Universal Power of Spirit. Folks, you will love this book. It's a thick book too. You'll be happy to know that. So it's a big read. You'll love it. You can get it on a book or ebook. We also put out The Power of Your Vision. That's going to be a great book as well. Love that book, an ebook. And we have another one of The Power of Mindsets. We finally have that one on book as well and ebook. All 3 of these books actually are fairly thick. I think about 100 and something, if not more, pages. And so definitely get the books. You're going to love them. If you want to know more information about the books, go to identitynetwork.net, and we have the books and the ebooks on that website. Also, you can call my office if you want to order The Power of Mindsets, How to Get a Vision Now, and The Law of Attraction, Universal Power of Spirit, which is my favorite. You need to get these books or ebooks. You can call us here at the office at 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133, and just say, hey, Jeremy just told me about 3 new books. I don't remember the titles. What are they? And my customer service will gladly tell you the 3 new books and ebooks I have out. All right. God bless each and every one of you. Until our next broadcast, go and be successful.